Hey folks, this is David Shore for Grove Chef Child Protective Services. I thought this was on, and for some reason, it wasn't. So, what I was doing is just going over the countries. There's 53 in all. And I'm going to go see the movie Sound of Freedom. And I'm going to recommend that everybody go see that. Now, Disney buried this film about child trafficking. Yeah. It was actually supposed to be released in 2018. It wasn't at the midterm elections. Why would Disney want to bury something that would help? Look at this. And people aren't looking at this. Look at this. Disney buried anti-trafficking. It's got 19 minutes, but I'm not. Sound of Freedom sees $10 million in pre-sales. Angel Studios to release a true story of Sound of Freedom starring Jim Caviezel. I'll say. Sorry, folks. Sound of Freedom. It's even in Spanish. Sound of Freedom beats Indiana Jones. Anti-human trafficking group, Operation Underground Railroad, under investigation. Oh, let's listen to this.
Because this is an ongoing criminal investigation, both sides are very limited in what they are saying. But Fox 13 News has learned that prosecutors are looking into several allegations. This is video from a 2014 human trafficking sting in Colombia. Members of Operation Underground Railroad working with local law enforcement.
Silencio! Silencio!
There were about 54 girls ranging in age from 10 to 16, and they were expecting to have sex with all these Americans.
They're selling these kids to you like they're selling a car or a computer. At our party, they brought five 11-year-olds, including one little boy, 11 years old, who were being offered as virgins, and you pay a premium for that. That's $1,000.
Many of those who work with Operation Underground Railroad, including its founder, Tim Ballard, and Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes, have experience in law enforcement. They say the issue of human trafficking has no borders.
We do these presentations a lot, and people are like, you're kidding me. That can't exist here in our state.
For years, Fox 13 has reported on law enforcement efforts to stop human trafficking in Utah and abroad.
Those are real heroes, frontline first responders, firefighters, law enforcement.
Now, Fox 13 News has learned the Davis County Attorney's Office has opened a criminal investigation into Operation Underground Railroad. According to Davis County Attorney Troy Rawlings, quote, "We've received complaints and are in the process of reviewing those complaints. Because of the ongoing investigation, our request for records was denied."
Just one quick thing. You talked about...
I think I'm good.
Attorney General Sean Reyes serves on Operation Underground Railroad's advisory board and even went undercover with that sting in Colombia.
Fue mucho más interesante. Tal vez
we actually had no idea he was the Attorney General. He just acted humble like everyone else.
Tuesday, he talked about the great work being done by OUR while receiving an award from Daughters of the American Revolution.
He has proven to the people of the state of Utah that he is a man of integrity and ability.
After the event, Reyes declined to answer questions about the nonprofit. The Davis County Attorney's Office is also saying little about its case, but Fox 13 has learned County Attorney Troy Rawlings posted a series of messages on his personal Instagram account last month. Quote, "Please beware of any individual, entity, or organization who solicits your money and may be claiming credit for work to protect children that is actually done by our task force. They have had absolutely zero involvement in any of these arrests and successful prosecutions you see on display on the wall of shame in the Davis County Attorney's Office." The messages did not name Operation Underground Railroad directly, According to public records, the nonprofit's revenue has more than tripled over a span of 4 years.
Let's do it, man. We're going to answer the controversial questions right now. Oh, there's some big ones.
OUR posted this video online last week, which did not address the investigation.
The sooner we answer these questions, the sooner we can all join together and putting all of our efforts down.
Earlier today, we received this brief response from Operation Underground Railroad's legal counsel, Adam Becker, who says he spoke with the Davis County attorney today, who told him there is no investigation. We also reached out to the Attorney General, Sean Reyes. His office says they aren't aware of any investigation, and he wouldn't comment, even if he was aware of one. Bob, Kelly?
So, Adam, is there an investigation going on then?
Yeah, I mean, based on all of the documents we've received, based on the quotes we've heard from Troy Rawlings, the Davis County attorney, we firmly believe there is an investigation going on here. We cannot answer or speculate why OUR's attorney would send us a statement stating that there isn't one, but we're confident in our reporting, which is why we're here tonight.
What makes Claudomania the number one?
Translation. Guess what? Just believe what we say. We're the government. They're doing a job we don't want them to do. And what that is also saying is your children are not safe from the government. How about this? It's a nice day, you know, 4th of July. You're a dad or you're a mom. You have your kids playing in the park. All of a sudden, a vehicle pulls up. It's let's say Indiana Department of Child Services. And they say, we're here to take your children. Let's say it's not that. Let's say you're just having a barbecue. All of a sudden you see some people coming around. You notice they're in suits. So he said, hey kids, get inside the house. And they get him, said, wait. And they get him in the house. They lock the door. Let's say you're the father or you're the mother, and those kids are in there and says, may I help you? Well, we had reports that you're abusing your child. We're here to take your child. And you find out later, like that one woman in California in 2020 who, she got her child away, taken away because she misgendered him. Now, it's really interesting how this organization, Operation Underground Railroad, OUR, in Utah is under investigation. I wonder who there, if they dug deep enough, I wonder how many higher-ups are actually involved in the child sex trafficking. Why else would our own government be saying, oh, no, shut up, don't say anything, no, you can't say anything, you can't talk about it. Can I notice that? Folks, you can catch this anywhere. I mean, look at this. You've got We Need You on this, Sound of Freedom with Jim Kivizel and Tim Ballard. Get this, Sound of Freedom demolishes Indiana Jones 5. Indiana Jones humiliated at the box office by Sound of Freedom. Movie review, Sound of Freedom. I have a funny feeling, Sound of Freedom review, the Sean Ryan story, Jim Kevizel, their leftist media trashes, Sound of Freedom, Sound of Freedom movie. Why would they trash something like this? Here's a guy, Nick Freitas. Nick, if you're watching, I do apologize. I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but I hope, hopefully you don't get upset at this.
So the movie Sound of Freedom starring Jim Caviezel has recently come out and has done pretty well at the box office. But this has led certain left-wing outlets, specifically The Guardian, to come out and describe it as QAnon adjacent. Now, a lot of conservatives are upset by this, but you got to appreciate the transparency, don't you? Like, I mean, on some level, because I remember the good old days when there were certain things that could actually unify the left and right, and specifically human trafficking and the problem as such was one of those things. However, if organizations like The Guardian would like to now start running interference for them, well, gosh, you know what? I appreciate knowing who I'm fighting as well as the people that want to give them cover.
So, this has Child Protection Services written it all over it. Because how many times have you fought Child Protection Services? And you got certain government entities saying, nothing we can do. We can't do anything. You go to the feds. This is a state issue. There's nothing we can do. You go to the state. Oh, you're going to have to file criminal charges. So you file criminal charges. A judge says, oh, sorry, this is a civil matter. You got to go to the civil. It's administrative. So you go there and you go back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. And they're laughing like, they can't do anything to us. And now that there's a group that at least is taking care of getting kids back to their families, and now people are the government, and you know what's the biggest silence? We haven't heard anything from the White House. I thought they said they were for families. What about all these politicians? Miss Alexandria Cortez, when people are going, hey, hey, ho, ho, AOC has got to go, she's going, hey. And she's going like that. Like, I don't care. I'm going to win anyhow. You know, this is something that maybe you, and myself too, why don't we confront even all the presidential candidates, every last one, Republican, Democrat, Independent. Doesn't matter if it's a Donald Trump, a Ron DeSantis, a Joe Biden, a Kamala Harris, whoever else, Robert Kennedy Jr. And ask them, how come...
So the movie Sound of Freedom...
This movie, Sound of Freedom, was blocked for 5 years. 5 years! And it was during a midterm election. Oh, hey. And you know something? It was done in a midterm election, 2018. Who was president in 2018? He's a billionaire. What did they promise him for not investigating this? For not doing anything at the border? I've got some information that you might find very interesting. Now, I wonder who the largest child sex trafficking ring is. Well, guess what? India is at the top of the list with 14 million victims. China comes in second with 3.2 million victims. And Pakistan comes in at a third with 2.1 million victims. Cambodia is also a transit source and a destination country for trafficking. 36% of trafficked victims in Asia are children, while 64% are adults. Which country is child trafficking most common? Regionally, child trafficking is quite common in Africa, particularly West Africa, where nearly all human trafficking victims are children. Child trafficking is also very common in Asia's Mekong region, which includes Cambodia, parts of China, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam. Okay. Which country has the most human sex trafficking? Let's see. Informed by qualitative and quantitative measures and expert input, the five worst scoring countries for human trafficking are Libya, Eritrea, E-R-I-T-R-E-A, they haven't made my list yet, Yemen, United Arab Emirates, Turkmenistan. Those are the top five. Oh, what are the top 10 states for child trafficking? Okay, hold on to your butts, people, because these are the top 10. And listen very carefully. It's California, Texas, Florida, New York, Michigan, Ohio, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, and Mississippi. Again, that's California, Texas. Hey, Governor Abbott, you're on the list. Florida. Hey, Governor DeSantis, you made it too. New York, Michigan. Hey, Governor Whitmer. Wow, yeah, pass those laws that if you child doesn't want to, you, if a parent doesn't want to gender a certain child, that you're going to have them arrested. But hey, sex trafficking is okay. Ohio, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, and Mississippi. Oh, where does U.S. ranking sex trafficking? Facts about human trafficking in the U.S., and that's from deliverfund.org. And it says the United States ranks as one of the worst countries in the world for human trafficking, with an estimated 199,000 incidents occurring annually. The number of reported cases, however, is much smaller. Reported cases. What are the top three countries for human trafficking? The 10 worst countries for human trafficking are Belarus, Central African Republic, China. Then we got Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Russia. Wow. Hey, Putin. If you're having sex with kids, you can't get a woman to go down on you? Sudan. Wow. Okay. Is everybody ready for the top 10 cities for human trafficking? Here are the top human trafficking cities in the U.S. Orlando, Florida. The human trafficking crime rate, 0.07%. Okay, DeSantis is doing something. Sacramento, California. Human trafficking crime rate, 0.06%. Okay. Baltimore, Maryland, human trafficking crime rate, 0.04%. Detroit, Michigan, San Francisco, California, Columbus, Ohio, Portland, Oregon, and Dallas, Texas. What age group is most at risk for human trafficking? Children account for half of the victims of human trafficking. In fact, the average age that a young person becomes involved in sex trafficking is 12 years old. Now, how bad is human trafficking in China? China, the world's second most populous country, has the second highest number of human trafficking victims in the world. You can check this out online. Where is child trafficking the worst in the U.S.? Okay, in the United States, human trafficking tends to occur around international travel hubs with large immigrant populations, notably in California, Texas, and Georgia. I can go on and on and on about this. That movie, Sound of Freedom, is just bringing to light what everybody knows. Sad part is Child Protection Services probably knows, hey, guess what? This is going on And if you go to a massage parlor that has Asian women, chances are you don't know if it's an adult or a child. And if they know their children there, if they know their children working in like Asian restaurants or factories or places like that, the question remains, then why don't they go and say, hey, guess what, we're going to raid this place? Or do you need the answer? How much kickbacks do a Tsar government get? How many Border Patrol agents are told to look the other way? Child Protection Services is complicit in this. They haven't shown otherwise. In fact, if we were to Google child and child trafficking, the Administration for Children and Families, and I'm surprised that they would actually have this, says, and this was back into last year, April of 2022, increased reports of human trafficking from child welfare systems indicate progress and point to prevention. Every year, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office on Trafficking in Persons, OTIP, assists thousands of children who have experienced human trafficking. OTIP, Child Protection Specialist, review requests for assistance on behalf of children who have experienced forced labor, commercial sex exploitation, and debt bondage. But this is only on the trafficking in persons, Office on Trafficking in Persons. In other words, if they ask for help. The Polaris Project, we have here, it says child trafficking and the child welfare system. Let's see. Now, these are the type of trafficking according to this site. Sex trafficking, 84%. Labor trafficking, 9%. Sex and labor trafficking, 3%. Top five nationalities of minor victims. Top five is USA, Mexico is number two, number three is China, number four, Guatemala, number five, Russia. Top three sex trafficking venues. Number one, hotel motel based, two, online ad venue not specified, three, street based. Labor trafficking venues. Number one, travel sales cruise, two, begging rings, three, peddling rings. Now, the demographic cases. By gender, female 1,393, male 231, transgender less than 10, citizens, U.S. citizens 626, foreign nationals 247. And I'm going to pull this up the best I can. Let's see if you can see this, but I want you to take a good look at the overall. That's the United States. Key facts. 1 in 6 runaways in 2014 were likely sex trafficking victims. 68% of these likely victims were in the care of social services or foster care when they ran. That's from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. 978 allegations of human trafficking in Florida's child welfare system were made in 2014, involving 775 victims. This figure is up from 480 allegations in 2011. That's the Florida Department of Children and Families. 130 victims of sex trafficking were identified in Connecticut in 2014. 98% of these victims were involved with the child welfare system in some manner. That's the Connecticut Department of Children and Families. 74% of child advocacy centers in the Midwest region have served commercial sexual exploitation of children, CSEC, victims. However, only 13% had policies and procedures in place specific to CSEC needs, and 91% of respondents reported having no funding for CSEC victims. That's the Midwest Regional Child Advocacy Center. So, and this is just one of many. So, CPS, where are you? Hey, Ms. Stigden, where are you? If you're supposed to be on the side of the family, I mean, let's see if I can get this a little closer. I want you to look very carefully at the red area I enlarged. This is an area that engulfed Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, Kentucky. Take a good look. Now, if we spread that back, look where the largest clusters are. Well. Well, remember, it's in the best interest of the child or children that your children are taken away. Is it no wonder now you find out, oh, wait a minute, my kids could be sex trafficked? Yes, they could. How many parents, they say their children disappeared? The state says they must have run away. They did? Then all of a sudden you got Operation Underground Railroad going to a third world country. Then all of a sudden they start looking, and maybe they find out that your child that was taken, that disappeared, that said they ran off, and that's a child that these people find out, oh, wait a minute, that's back all the way in Indiana, or back all the way here in Illinois or Michigan or California. How'd you get all the way over here? And the child explains that they answered an ad, or they were talking to somebody online, and the next thing you know, they're not seeing mommy and daddy. Where's Child Protection Services? For that matter, how come CNN is coming out after them? That is very interesting, wouldn't you say? Look at this. I mean, I can go through this over and over and over. One says the most important movie you'll see. I'm going through this. Let's see. Here's a woman, Sarah. Sorry. Ads.
Oh, I just got out of the theater. I went and saw Sound of Freedom. I got my glasses on because my eyes are all swollen from crying. But there was crying in the movie, so that's the right thing to do. I just wanted to share some of my thoughts. I'm an empath. Last time that a movie affected me this deeply, I think, was when I went and saw Schindler's List when I was 16 years old, and it stuck with me for like a whole week. Just the sense of horrific injustice and wanting to do something about it. Also, I literally felt physically nauseated. They treated this well. They showed just enough to show how horrific this problem is. But I literally...
You can see her emotion. I wasn't going to go any farther than that. If you want to see her full video, it's Gerringer, G-E-R-I-N-G-E-R. The title of it is My Thoughts on the Sound of Freedom, Freedom Movie. This is all over the internet. I'm going to go see it tomorrow, and I will give you my honest opinion. But if it's anything like what they're saying, and CNN and, hey, Democrats and Republicans, hey, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, how come you guys are not, and Joe Biden, how come you guys aren't going to go see this? Why don't you go see it and judge for yourself? And you know why? Because if they have to look at that, As I leave, Jim Caviezel, I believe that's how I pronounce his name, they were watching the reactions of people. And at one point, he says people were talking to each other. That was the first screening. There were like five screenings. And so each screening, they kept on doing that. Well, the last screening, when they came out, they decided to ask question about the movie, and then they asked a certain part that they started talking about, and all they said was Epstein Island. There was a name also, I remember, Pedophile Island, and they understood. Yeah, and the one that they talked about was, and this was just one of many islands like that, but yeah, the wealthy, I bet there's thousands of islands like that, and that all they have to do is just pay the local government, tell their CPS, hey, don't bother us, and they'll say, okay, give us a donation. So this is something that should get out. I am hoping that this will get out to on here, Spotify, but if it doesn't, I will be putting it on Rumble. If I have to make this into a DVD so it gets out to everyone, I don't care, but this has to get out. This information has to get out. It's no more about just what happened to me and my family. There are children that are torn from their families. Maybe some of them are their parents are forced to sell them. I don't think it should get that bad. So, folks, this is David Shore of Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. If you suspect child sex trafficking, do your best to, if local law enforcement isn't going to do anything, and if Child Protection Services isn't going to do anything, get a hold of the Operation Underground Railroad. Contact them. And hopefully we can eliminate this trafficking. Adults, children, especially sex trafficking. Why would a grown adult want to have sex with a child especially in countries like China and Russia. And of course, Joe Biden's not going to do anything about it. Did Donald Trump do anything when he was a president? What about Ron DeSantis? What has he done to try to stop it? If his administration knows that the establishments, no matter if it's a restaurant, if it's massage parlors, if it's businesses like factories, what has he done? Are they working at Disney World? Is that why Disney wanted to hide this? I just heard today that Disney had a sex trafficking ring right in there. In fact, I bet I could pull it up right now. Last year. Look at this. Disney employees and former judge among 108 arrested in human trafficking sting, Florida police say. Who were the Disney employees caught in the sex trafficking? Let's see. Okay. Guess what? It's already out there. Jackson was arrested and charged with 3 counts of harmful material and 1 count of unlawful communication. The 3 other Disney employees were identified as Ralph Lees, 45, Shubham Malav, 27, and Willaxon Fidel, 24. Oh boy, did human trafficking scene result in 160 arrests, including high school teacher, Disney employee? Authorities in Florida arrested 160 people during a 7-day-long undercover human trafficking sting. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said the operation called Fall Hall 2 began August. And this is September 12, 2022. And it talks about the Sound of Freedom. How many employees does Disney have? About 220,000 employees, with about 166,000 in the U.S. and about 54,000 internationally. Is there a jail under Disney? Nope, it's not housed in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, come on! Maybe it's housing. It's a small world, after all. Yeah. Last year, 106 Disney employees and a judge. Disney, the happiest place on earth. And that's just Disney. But if you Google, you'll find other places. There's a couple going around Gen X and how we were able to stay out late until lights come on. Now, the times are different. So, folks, like I said, this is David Shore, Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And keep eye on your children. And I hate to say it, but maybe limit what your kids see online. And if you get them one of these, make sure it has the parental controls on it so the kids can't go on sites that even look innocent. Get something they can scan for possible predators. But again, CPS isn't doing anything. But they'll go after you. They will go after you because, you misgender your child. Or you won't let them transition from a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy. They'll take your kids. But hey, I bet if you had the money for a few bucks, they might look the other way. Isn't that right, Miss Stickton? Isn't that right, Governor Holcomb? I mean, after all, it's really interesting. After all, to end this, let me just let you look at this. Sobering, isn't it?